This
Again,
conference will now be recorded.
Oh no, we got our Sheila got to be our guinea pig to make sure. Well, I got it to work, so it's good.
So since this is a work meeting, and our purpose of this meeting was talk about building enhancement planning, and the building enhancement planning committee is here. We'll give it over to Robert. And Robert, do you want to lead us through this meeting?
Say that again.
Do you want to lead us through this meeting?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay,
so as we're all aware, and I'm going to put this on, we've all passed around that we're all double boosted and everything else, but you'll see these on the line. This is a 2-hour workshop, and what we're trying to do is get our legs under us in terms of taking the money that we have carefully saved and putting it towards the expansion of this library facility. And in order to do that, we have to take a step back and say, well, you know, who are we beholden to? Is this to keep the people that are here in the room happy, or is it to keep the people that are paying the bills, the taxpayers, happy? And the truth of the matter is that it's a combination of all of us. We are trying to also at the same time be fortune tellers and say, well, this is where libraries are going. This is how they should look. And that might have been a different answer even 10 years ago than it is today. So we have to use vision. And we need to have some way, we need to have a good, honest discussion about how we involve the public. You know, as many people that are going to be involved in this, which numbers in the thousands of people that are paying for this, that probably a lot of them have ideas that run counter to them. Some people will just, you know, look at it from their perspective. What would it do for me? And then others will be a little bit over the spectrum, and they'll be saying, well, you know, I got grandkids, I got this, you know, I'm not going to be around for ever. What's it supposed to look like in the future, et cetera? But no matter what we do in the way of speculation, it is incumbent upon us to do the very best job that we can to get that kind of feedback. And so as I was putting this together, the things that I kind of highlighted here, we need a plan to gather input from the taxpayers of Elbert County who paid for the project. But in addition to that, we need the rank and file people who run this system, who have expertise in implementing a program and you know, using a facility to best deliver what we have for the community. We need their input as well, because they have in the trenches kind of view that some of us that would be sitting around this table may not have. We also then need to ask the trustees, who have a different job of looking at this. While my wife and I didn't have kids. And as much as we wanted them, didn't have kids. We both taught school. I don't have grandkids that I'm thinking about. I'm trying to think, you know, what does this look like? What do people need? And quite frankly, I have a perspective that's much different. Mine comes more from education. I have to rely upon the fact that I was an educator and what, you know, my perspective of what libraries mean, you know, to parents and children, people who are trying to better themselves through knowledge. So, as we go around the table, I think we're all in different situations there. I mean, I know members of this board, people that live in this county, or have people that live in different counties, and they have really successful library programs, and they may have some ideas. Well, I was visiting my daughter, and we went to their, you know, library facility, and they had this. I know you guys don't have it out here. So that kind of perspective from the directors, trustees, also comes with this other job, which is, how can we do this and make sure we don't run afoul of legalities, financial matters, we don't create any extra encumbrance upon the people that are paying this, and that we have done the groundwork that includes, you know, sort of looking out into the future. No matter what our perspective is, we have to be open to what's out there. And then, as was pointed out to me by Sheila, who is, by the way, just had awesome insight on all of this, because of her work, she said, you know, what about the community groups? And she gave the example of, well, let's say either the Stampede or another rodeo, or somebody comes in and they have activities, you know, like a poultry, like a, maybe if we're talking about the county fair, maybe there's something that we have not been able to offer people in the past that this new facility, which we're just, you know, our infancy and back in the thought stages, we might be able to look at it and say, well, okay, let's invite these people in. The American Legion is another one. High Plains Singers, people that add to our community, but may not have all of the resources that they need, and it would be unfair of us not to consider what they're doing, especially since they're a benefit to this community, and that's really what we're trying to be. Karen?
Well, as you mentioned, these various elements, what strikes me most, yes, we have to entertain what the community taxpayers want. It strikes me initially that, because you're referring to these different organizations, my husband, Foster Group, has been out of touch since the pandemic, and they just started back up in the library, a free meeting room where they can meet and do their thing. And they love to talk about fossils. Mm-hmm. And I would think one of the main things we could start with is a big community room. The High Plains Singers could practice in there. I mean, any number of groups could go have meetings. That seems like a good start.
And we'll fold that in as we go along here, because those are also that's the kind of input that we're looking for. I know the American Legion is always kind of looking for extra rooms, different activities that they have, et cetera. And they are our neighbors. They are part of the town of Elizabeth and should be considering this. So what I need to do in this first section then is to kind of go around and ask of the individuals that are here that are willing to contribute, What do you think the best way to get this kind of feedback from the community? I mean, how do we do that? Do we put out a survey? Do we do an online kind of thing? Do we just do word of mouth? What is it that, you know, what way can we accurately sort of look at things, knowing full good and well that some of the things are not going to be something that we can do? But we would be remiss if we did not include them having the opportunity to voice what that would be. So before we go to that part of it, does anybody have anything that they'd like to add?
I thought maybe I would use the board as we're doing some brainstorming, that we could put it on the board, and then we'll...
And by survey, you could either have forms in the library that library patrons could take, or online, both even.
Right. But, I mean...
Well, I think we need to go at it from multiple perspectives. I think brainstorming is fantastic because it gives us, you know, a list of things to choose from. And I do think we need to go at it from multiple directions, because not everybody does social media, but some people really only do social media. We have some people who are going to, you know, who won't respond to an email survey, but if you ran into them at the grocery store, they'd talk to you about it for 20 minutes. So, you know,
one of the things that I noticed, like yesterday, like the public health, I noticed they had a public health survey. So, you know, they're putting information out on Facebook and through the various groups, but then they also had a link to a public health survey where you could give information. So I was thinking, like, when you're going at it from different directions, you can do that survey. Right, you could survey people or get an opinion of what people are looking for or want by doing something like what they did.
The Elbert County government, the commissioners, have a survey on how they're doing.
I
would like, in the interest of time and getting it done, something in our hands, I would like for at least two trustees to go to the individual groups, i.e. and ask them just at a meeting of theirs, and just point blank ask them, what does that group, and just see what the group as a group says at a meeting. And to me, you get a quicker feel as to what they envision that the library system can do for them, or maybe they're of the opinion that we can't, or they don't envision us doing anything. And so then it becomes a situation where we can tell them, well, the library can do this and this for you. Is that of any interest to you? I mean, it's, we can get some feedback both ways that way. And I think it can be done quicker by an in-person deal at their meeting, and let them know that we're coming for that purpose, and in hopes that they would get a bigger attendance at that meeting people.
That's a good point, Alan. I think if we were to get prepare them ahead of time and say, these are the kinds of questions we're going to be asking you, so that they can talk to whoever their constituents are that are going to be in that meeting to be prepared, we'll get a lot more things. And that's kind of what we're trying to drill down onto, is how can we most accurately reflect what the community wants? But that takes some forethought on our part on how we...
I have a list of things that I think...
Of course you do.
We you know.
But I think the one thing that's really important is, and that I'm probably most concerned about, is... I want us to have some structure in terms of the questions that we're asking, so that we're not just getting all this stuff, but we're getting like structured, we're asking structured questions. Okay. I mean, structured questions and structured
responses. So, because I'm just sitting here thinking I could send a mass email to my High Plains Singers group, but you're right, we need to know what we're asking.
Well, if we did a survey, right? If you put a, like you created a survey,
right.
You could do a survey on mainstream media. We could pass it. We could go to organizations and we can ask those same questions from the survey. But the survey is the standard. You know, we can use those questions in all venues.
I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, if we start with the survey and that can be our skeleton for what we're working from. I would also add that when we're going out and individually meeting with groups, that, you know, they, a lot of these groups do have a time where they'll have guests, let guests come in and tell them about what, you know, whatever their thing is. And that it may not, that, you know, you may not have time to go through even two or three of the questions off there. The only question you may be able to ask is, you know, is there something, you know, to give an overview of kind of where we're going, like we're developing, you know, we have the capital funds for developing out the library, and we want to check with some of the community groups about if you have any special needs that you think that fit within the library's mission, where we can support your mission through our mission. And just kind of, and then you may only have time to ask that one question, but I definitely think having a survey, with an online survey with a link that, you know, you can hand it to people on a card, you can put it on your social media, you can put it on our website, we can put it in the newspaper, whatever.
And then if you're in those groups, right, and you're gathering, or you're asking a question and you get an answer, you can say, we need to be focused in that regard, and that we have a template for that, and say, we went to this meeting on this date, this was the response, so that
right.
We can back it up, right? Like, we got all these survey responses, we did focus groups, we went to organizations, we went to whatever we did, right? And this is what we heard the people say.
Right.
Lori, you're pondering.
I think before you do any of that, a good thing to do would be to talk to some libraries that have done something like this, even who have just
talked some more about that.
Because this is hard for me, because I've worked in a district that built lots of libraries, and so this is something I've been through before, and I know what has worked before and what hasn't. So, you know, I'm listening, and then I'm thinking, okay, it's been a while since I built a library. Maybe we should just ask. But I've seen things that have failed. And I'm concerned with, I want this to look like an organized, to be an organized, focused effort, rather than us running out in different directions. But we have resources before we start doing things to ask what worked for them.
Which is also coming up.
And so that's something I'm concerned about. I mean,
what failed?
Surveys don't work very well.
Okay.
I know we'd all love to have surveys, but they can work. I mean, I took a continuing education on doing surveys about a month ago. And it wasn't any new information to me, but it reminded me of the shortfalls of surveys.
Okay, so surveys don't work that well, but you were talking about a failure in terms of the development of the library. Was it anything?
You don't get good information back.
Okay, so they went on the survey information, which wasn't good?
There's a whole series of reasons why surveys don't work very well.
But
one, if we put a survey out here in the library, we'll maybe get a 10% response if we're very, very lucky. 10% is very high.
So in terms of, I'm just trying to understand what that library experienced as a failure, and you're saying it was because of the surveys.
I'm not saying the library failed. I'm saying that there are things in gathering the information that were not helpful.
Okay.
And surveys are pretty close to the top.
But don't you kind of always get information in surveys that you're not looking for, or that may not be helpful, but you may hear a pulse
running
through the community?
The worst thing about it is getting it to the people who you want to hear from. So putting it in the library won't help us a lot because the folks who come to the library, they're going to come anyway. Mm-hmm. The trick will be getting to people who don't come to the library. I don't know. I don't think I'm alone in this, but you tell me. I've been really aware in the last year of going online, using a, you know, shopping someplace, and at the end, the thing pops up and says, would you mind telling us about your experience? That happens to me. It happens almost every time. Yeah, now the annoying thing is it's my doctors who are doing it.
Mm-hmm. I always say no.
I just had my colonoscopy, and wow, that was swell. What am I supposed to say?
Well, I never respond to those. Yeah. But I did go out when I saw the one for public health that it was posted, and I've also responded to the one that happens by the commissioners, because that's the only way in this community you can give your input.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's not ever the case in the library. We will always take input here, and we do all the time.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of...
I see your point, though. I mean, a survey when somebody says, well, I would like a hot tub in a meeting room. I mean, that's not going to be in the scope of what we're trying to do.
But I think the point of going out and meeting with groups is
that's what I was going to say just now. Is what about a meeting of real people sitting there talking to you about it?
And the tricky thing, I say tricky thing, the important thing is to get to those people, which means that we go to them. We don't ask them to come to us. And we identify, as Robert has, all the various groups. And there's groups we're not thinking about. I mean, there's groups we don't know about. We're a little bit lucky here because we do have a meeting room, so we do see some groups that we don't see as much as we used to. There's been a very big drop off in our meeting room use since COVID. But we have to have the same set of questions that we're all asking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It sounds like that's the starter point.
I think the starter point is to talk to other libraries who have done this and ask them what, and then formulate a plan and then move forward. I think it's, you know, Robert, you were right. I mean, somebody stops you in the grocery store,
right,
and they know that you're on the board, and they want to tell you all about something. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. That's going to happen because when a newspaper article goes out, people are asking. Mm-hmm. So we always have to be ready for that. But it would be cool if we were all asking the same question of groups, and then if it was as simple as filling out a form for us, not for them so much, but so that we could collate that information.
Well, as I was putting this thing together and bouncing things off Sheila, et cetera, you know, you always, when you put your list together, take the risk of, well, somebody's going to think of this wonderful point you had, and they're going to say it before you get to it on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the things that, you know, Sheila and I discussed is that it would just be a horrible thing for us to go out and not try to construct a list of communities that have gone through this in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And what were their trials and tribulations? What were their successes? And what were, more importantly, their abject failures?
Did you discover that for us?
Not right now.
We're going to have to do that work.
I'm trying to think how to formulate this. All of the opportunities that I have missed since November to get out and to be building these relationships mm-hmm. are driving me nuts. Mm. We won a grant it's only $3,000, but it's a well supported in terms of ideas and professional suggestions and other people around the country doing the same thing to have a community discussion. Mm-hmm. And I've been ready to do that for a year. and the deadline is the 31st. And I finally had to face the fact last week that it's not going to happen. I cannot do it. Part of the problem was that the meeting room was closed for a very long time. And I just simply don't want to have a community meeting where anybody is thinking, oh, I don't want to, that those people are all about masks. I don't want to go over there. I want this to show, I want anti-maskers here. I want Trumpers here. I want everybody. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be 20 people, but it's going to be 20 interested people. Mm-hmm. But I put the word out not through the library, but I've already mentioned, I mentioned it. Well, actually, Wendy put a press release out, and I had people more than a year ago saying, oh, I'd like to be part of that. They mm-hmm. were not library users. Mm-hmm. So it's not about the library. What it is the kind of the basic thing is, what do you worry about with our community? Mm-hmm. What would you like our community mm-hmm. to be? Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I missed a meeting on Wednesday of Neighbors Helping Neighbors, which is a county thing that the one meeting I've been to was wonderful. Wendy went to the next one. Of nonprofits all over Elbert County mm-hmm. talking about how they can help each other. It's mm-hmm. just terrific. Mm-hmm. I missed that Wednesday. I was so burrowed down in what I had to get done here. Mm-hmm. I didn't even see it on my calendar until after the fact. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I should take Tim's place on the Main Street, the Main Street board. I can't do that. I can't commit to anything. So one of the things that I want to be clear about is that we have lots of opportunities. All of the managers have opportunities that we can't fulfill as long as we're doing the work of people we've lost. Mm-hmm. That's the hard thing for me.
And let me just throw something out here at this point. I understand that, and I know we have some frustration right now. And we are going to discuss that in a future setting. But here's the thing. Nobody wanted any of the kinds of mistakes that were made or unfortunate happenings that occurred or whatever. Nobody was looking for that. It just unfolded. And then we go into a pandemic. And, you know, as much as I would like to say that there was some way I could just turn back the clock and change some of those things, well, hindsight is 2020. And unfortunately, we don't have that ability.
That's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is on a go forward. I right now can't do what needs done. On that, you know, what's in the past is the past, but I cannot go forward and do what needs done until
we're fully staffed.
Until we're fully staffed mm-hmm. and
we can't go forward.
Yeah.
Until some of the problems that manifested themselves
or have come out of this like
have been rectified, because our mission and the library's missions, while under the same umbrella, are not oftentimes the same exact things. Mm-hmm. I have been wanting to get on this a lot earlier,
yeah,
but I couldn't because of other situations, and it's unfortunate, but there is none of it because people have been dragging their feet. It may feel that way. I mean, it may feel that way, but honestly, most of what, for instance, Patty and I deal with is prioritizing what our mission is and what we have to get accomplished, just like you guys do. And it is terribly frustrating, and we are not unaware of how frustrating it must be for you. But that said, this is where we've got to go. We have got to pull together. We have got to listen to one another. We have got to find a way to gather all of this information so that we can collectively, together, pull together and go forward.
And we need to be, and I just want to add, I deal with reacting to urgent items all the time at work, but you have to be methodical and measured, right? So we are going to hire a director, and before the end of our time is up, I need to get some time from you guys because I've already talked to Sarah at the who's going to help us with getting a director. She's going to schedule a meeting with us, right? So that we can talk about what do we need to do to get started. We can talk about the process. We'll have a working meeting. But before we leave today, I need to get some times of availability so I can take that back to her. But as I was saying to Lori earlier, I understand her and Ruben not having a financial admin, not having a director has put a huge burden on them. And they, you know, and I was saying earlier, I'm so appreciative because I know it's been hard. It's been a burden on Kathy taking over the finance stuff and trying to run her library on top of the pandemic, on top of trying to do your day jobs, right? So the audit was a big deal for us. And we, I mean, that's our number one, is making sure from a financial perspective that we're doing the right things and have, you know, the appropriate fiduciary oversight. Okay, we're finishing that up. Lori will be at the meeting next week. We'll brief us on the audit. And I've already started the work so that we can get a director. And I asked Sarah, we cannot wait till the end of the year. Like, do you think it's going to take us that long? And she goes, let's get a meeting together. Let's talk about it. Let's start the process. I sent you guys all the link, right, that she gave me on hiring a new director. And we'll begin that process, right? And hopefully we can get a director hired within the next 3 months, right, 3 or 4 months, and that will help. The other thing Lori and I talked about earlier is she needs some support. All right, so Ruben's going to leave, right? And it is not. We want to be creative on replacing that position. So we kind of bounce some stuff around and we'll figure it out and we'll bring it to the board and we'll get board approval. The other thing is she needs some administrative support. And so I'll bring this to the board on Wednesday and we'll get approval to start the process and the direct. And I don't know if you want me to say this now.
Go ahead.
Lori is going to resign from the interim director position, and she will do that in alignment with Ruben leaving on June 15th. So what we need to do so that her and Kathy can focus on library duties, they're managing their libraries. So what we need to do is the board needs to talk about an admin position and put out the call for an admin position. And I'm going to recommend we do it at 20 hours. Gives her some support on the administrivia, and then we're going to continue forward doing the director. We're going to be methodical and measured because I think it's really important that the director that we hire has the leadership skills that we as a board will talk about. What are we looking for in a director? What do we think the library needs? And then we get that director hired, right? There's still other things we need to work on as well. There's still other things that we need to work on, but I'm trying to, I'm working with Ruben and Lori. I want them to know, I've heard them, the board would agree with what you're asking for, and we want you to have support. We don't want you to be, you've been carrying a heavy burden, and we appreciate it. And we know that it's not been business as usual, but the focus of the board has been to get to business as usual. And it's been a lot of chaotic stuff that's happened that keeps kind of side railing us. I thought about this yesterday. I think about President Biden. He came into a mess and he's doing all this work, but he's focused and moving forward. He's being methodical, he's being measured, and stuff just keeps getting thrown at him, right? And that's kind of the way I feel. You know, I feel like we are methodical and measured. We know what has to be done. We know the deadline. We're trying to meet the deadlines, considering we've never been this engaged before.
As Lori is.
As Lori and as Ruben, I mean, we could not be successful if it wasn't for all of us. It has taken all of us to get where we are today, and we're still not there, but we're going to get there. And my focus is to get us there before the end of the year, because in June, we start budget planning for next year. So we have a lot of things we have to do between now and then, and we may have to meet more than one time a month, right, to get us there, but we're going to get there. Everybody's doing their part. Alan's doing his part from a treasury perspective. Karen has just gone back to all the meeting minutes, put motion numbers in them. She's done resolutions. So we'll have resolutions written, and we can put them in a binder.
Resolutions all over the place.
So, and that recommendation not only came from the auditor, but it also came from Lori. Mm-hmm. I heard you. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to do the things that you're asking for. We ask that you just be patient, because, like I said, they just keep happening. We didn't expect Ruben to get a great job opportunity, right?
Yeah.
So that kind of,
I miss you.
So that kind of, okay, now we got something else we got to go do. So let's just stay focused. We've got to do that. We've got $25,000 in the budget we have to expense this year for this building purpose, right? And we've got to do that before the end of the year. So we do need to continue planning. We need to get there so we can get
and have something tangible and
yes,
and actually purposeful as a product to show, not just spend $25,000.
Right.
That's easy
right.
enough to do.
I want to reiterate. It's very frustrating for me because I can see all the things I could be doing to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't called the people next door, even though I have their phone number, to ask them how we can be neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in there with
what is that going to be?
It's light industrial and office space.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even driven by the new apartment site, which is on the other side of it. That's my job as manager of this library, is to be reaching out to my community. I can't do it.
Well, and I hear you. And we're going to try to get you some relief, and we'll get this director position hired.
I'd like to add just one thing, and this is me taking my, you know, vice president hat off and just talking to you, Lori, and you, Ruben. If you know, I have gone through a heck of a year with my niece and all of the different things. That's a road you've walked. And it takes enough to just deal with that without having things at work just be topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
And I thank you both. From the bottom of my heart for working so hard. I know you don't make the money that you deserve. I know that. And I am sorry that this has burdened you, because I like you both as people first. And honestly, if there was anything, if I had any magical power, I would be saying, you know, Did I tell you about my friend Elon Musk? he wants to drop a little money someplace. You know, it doesn't exist. But honestly, if we can do what Patty's talking about, keep the lid on, try and trust one another. I honestly believe we will get through this. We are at a very critical juncture where we have a chance to thrive. And now I'll put my hat back on and Karen.
Well, as we're discussing all this, and I come to completely, I knew it, but now I'm getting the emotional and the direct response about what you're dealing with. It's almost as if right now, priority number one should be to get staffing back, give some relief so they can do their jobs. Yeah, we want to work on the building and that will come. But maybe this is the most important thing right now.
And that's what I'm saying. We have so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to do we're gonna have to chew gum and walk at the same time,
yeah.
Right? And so we'll continue as a group to do the director stuff. I'll work with Lori and Ruben to get the admin position posted, right? I can do that. I can multitask. You guys can continue to work the building,
mm-hmm.
because we can't stop. You
right.
guys got to do that,
that's right?
Right? And Alan, we need you to oversee that we're making sure from a treasury perspective, the money's doing okay.
Well, as far as like talking to those people and the people on the other side, is that something I can go do for you?
It's probably something I should do, okay. Because when they knock over a wall,
okay,
when they, Elizabeth, bless her heart, saw them out there hacking away at the one pine tree that's on that site, and she went steaming out and said, "Are you going to tear that down?" Oh yeah. I mean, I got to be here for those kinds of things. I mean, I bless her heart.
She's a very fascinating person.
She is, and she's passionate. Yes. And by golly, that passion's going to help us.
She told me all the names of all her creatures.
Did she tell you the names of the snails that are back in the children's area? She found snails at Holly Acres, which is her other job, and brought them here and put them in the children's room. Cool. And they are named, by the way.
They are named. They are named.
But I need to be going to some of the meetings that Tim was going to. Tim was going to meetings that I should have been going to, mm-hmm. like the Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Is that something I could go to or not?
I'm thinking maybe we should talk about the chamber.
Okay.
We had lots of ties to the chamber in the past because of Wendy and because of Tim. Goodness, what's that? Excuse me, I'm doing my librarian thing. Who is that?
Yeah.
he must be freezing, whoever he is. So that would be helpful. But I had the experience last week of writing to the American Library Association and saying, I have to give the money back. I can't do the program. I mean, I felt awful.
Was there any way to get an extension?
We were already on an extension.
And they were able to give another one?
They are willing to give another one, and I will talk to them before the 31st, which is the deadline. But I have to think about it. Reuben helped me, because when I got the response from them and said, we're willing to give you another 6 months, and I called Reuben and Kathy and said, I don't know what to do. I'm so heartbroken, and I am so overwhelmed. I can't imagine doing this. And I got good support from my colleagues who said, now, wait a minute, give us some time, think about it. And I'm probably going to tell them yes. But it was awful to have to write that letter and say, I got to give the money back.
But, you know, I mean, that's what I've been trying. I know you guys have had a lot on your plate. That's like when I would say, Reuben, I'll pick up the files. Don't worry about it. Because, like, you driving there while you're driving everywhere else, or you having to leave the library when we were doing the audit, right? I mean, I've been trying to help you. I'm not trying to do your job. I'm just trying to know, we got a lot of work, and how do we split it up, and what's the best way? I don't know about libraries. You guys had to do that library audit thing on your own, whatever you just turned in, right? But I could help with the audit, right? So I hear you, and I hear you're overwhelmed. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed. The board doesn't want you to be overwhelmed. So let's continue to work together. We'll meet next Friday. We'll talk about what other things can you think you should be doing that you're not able to do, and how can we either get you help? Could we give that to somebody else? You know, we'll talk on the board on Wednesday. Reuben wants another, I think he needs to hire a full-time person to take him back, you know, to replace him. And then not really replace him. It's just to give coverage to the library. So it's okay. We go ahead and, you know, we'll vote on it. But then you should be able to go ahead and do that, right? I mean, those are just things we haven't been able to really talk about or really thought about, because now it's hitting us in the face, right? But it's like I was telling Kathy earlier, like when I first came in, I said, she was talking about more hours. And I said, well, why don't you give them 20 hours or whatever it was she wanted to give them? We're a team. We're going to succeed or fail together, right? And that's what I said from the very beginning. And it's not perfect. And every time we think we make headway and we think, oh, I get a little relief, something else happens, right? And I just know in my mind, and I think the board knows this too, that the director that we hire needs to be strong. And when I say strong, I don't mean like heavy,
hand strong. You know, you said you want somebody that inspires, you know, is an inspired, you know, inspires in leadership or inspires the team and knows something about library. We want that too. We want somebody who's going to come in and be excited to be here, be excited to get to know the staff, have the skills and capabilities to handle HR and finance and be a strong leader, right? And
have a vision.
And have a vision, because we have things that we've been working towards, and that's where we want to go, right? We want to go and look to the future. And it looks a little hard right now, and change is hard. And, you know, when we're just getting together once a month as a board, or, you know, I get it's hard. But just have faith in us and know that we're here for you. We're not trying to work against you. You may not understand maybe the vision we're seeing and trying to take you to. We need to do a better job of sharing that and communicating it. But we're here because we love libraries. You work at libraries because you love libraries and you like the work you do. And you're awesome at it. We have a great staff. But it's like if somebody comes to me and says, well, Reuben did blah, blah, blah. If I heard that in the community, I would take it with a grain of salt. Or I'd come to you, Reuben, and I'd say, hey, Reuben, let's talk about this because I heard this is what's in community. Because I respect and value you and I trust you, right? And I would respect you enough to say, do we need to talk about it? And you go, I don't know anything. I'd be okay, right? I mean, we need that same respect as a board, right? I know there's people in the community. I mean, my neighbor, who I never talked to about the library stuff, I had mentioned, you know, the board of trustees, and she made a comment, oh, you mean the woman director that left the library? And I said, we don't have a woman director. And it wasn't a woman director, it was a man. Oh, well, this woman I'm in a group with. I said, no, she wasn't the director. So I know there's stuff going on in the community that I don't know or we don't hear about. Mm-hmm. But we're a team and we have to stick together. We have to stand up for each other and support each other. And if there's something you don't like, come to us. Like, don't be out there sharing it with our staff or sharing it with other people because you're upset about it. Come to us and let us talk about it so we can move forward, right? We need to move forward. I do not want a director hired into this job who has to deal with drama. I want a director who's going to be inspiring and has vision, is going to take this library forward, and is, you know, going to make everybody happy.
I liken some of this to, you know, the difference between somebody who owns a ship manufacturing company and the people that sail the ocean. They're all in the same business, but you don't want the guy that's running the shipbuilding company to all of a sudden show up with a captain's hat on and say, oh, let's take off, because that's not what they're built for any more than they would like to see that person come in and say, well, this is the way you build ships. This is, you know, we need to delineate what our positions are, make it clear between one another, and keep checking in. I thought we were doing a better job checking in. I mean, I've made a point of every time we've gotten together saying, how are you guys feeling? And up to this point, I felt it was pretty good stuff, you know. But I wasn't asking the most important question is, but how's your stress level? You know, yeah, we hear you guys that you're trying to do these things for us. But I didn't ask, you know, what is now different? What, you know, and we've all got to do that.
And I have to say, I'll be honest, you know, Robert and I, in every one of our conversations we've talked, we always worry about Lori.
We do.
We're always like, well, we want to do what we're worried about Lori, right? We asked Lori, I'm doing good today. We didn't know that underneath that you were struggling, right? Because you were like, I'm doing good today, right? So we're like,
but you asked about my health, and this doesn't have anything to do with cancer. This has to do with
But it all goes together.
It all goes together.
Yeah, I don't want things that need to be worked on here to be ascribed to Lori's cancer.
No.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about.
No, but it's, I guess our question was so general.
Right. It was.
It was more like.
When you said to me last meeting, you know, things feel like they're getting more normal.
Yeah.
Well, I thought.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, that's good. But had I asked the follow-up question, I'm glad that you're feeling better about it, that you think we're on.
How's work going?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What painful thing has it shown up that is different?
Yeah.
And it would have helped had I asked the question.
Yeah.
And I'll own that.
Yeah. Okay.
What? I had a little meeting with Lori today. I asked her some questions about different things to see where she was coming from or what we thought we needed to be doing or what I needed to be doing. And I got some good insight. So I hope I can do that occasionally because I don't feel I can direct manage. It's not my job. I need to know what you consider as a problem, and then I'll talk to the other trustees and see if we can fix that problem, or
yeah, it's like the door locks.
Yeah.
Somebody said door locks. Two of us are out there going, let's take care of those door locks.
But normally, let me just be clear, we wouldn't be doing the door locks, right? A director would be doing the door locks, and we've kind of stepped in. Our role as trustees is oversee and create policy and to manage the purse and the money, to oversee the money, right? That's our role as a trustee. We have been doing a little more than that because we don't have a director, right? We don't, I know we don't want to be doing that.
And the lines blur.
Yeah, and sometimes the lines are blur, right? But we're going to get through this. We're going to get a director. We'll get somebody in place. And then
we'll get you some help.
And we'll get you some help. And then we can, you know, continue to move. You know, we'll continue to move forward. But the goal is that by the end of the year, we're back to some state of normalcy. Yeah. Right. And you're having the staff that you need. Mm-hmm. And as I was saying to Lori and Ruben earlier, I asked when I talked to the state yesterday, I got a survey for wages for it's like mid, medium, max for each of the positions. And so as we begin to work on budget for 2023, we can look at those salaries and see where they stand, where people stand. As I had said earlier to Ruben and Lori, we've had some salary suppression because we were trying to pay off the building, right? Mm-hmm. This year was the first year we could do a little something more than what we've normally done. And the goal, that suppression really affected pay for managers, right? And so we'll look at that as well to see, like, do we need to adjust pay for managers? Do we need to adjust some for the staff, right? So we'll look at that in the budget. I hear you when you say care about the people, think mm-hmm. about the people. I appreciate that input, and I am. I mean, I'm like you guys in my job every day. I'm like you guys. You know, I'm like working for somebody else, and I have to hear every day, you know, I've got my resources. I don't have enough resources. At work, I'm working on less than half, you know, so I totally get where you are. But I think that we didn't communicate that enough, or maybe not talk enough about what I'm thinking about, but we're going to do the right things as a board. For the library, for the people, for our community, so that this is a place people want to be, right? And as I said to them earlier, there's not a person on the board of trustees who you wouldn't be, it's a volunteer job. I never thought I'd be working part-time, you know, doing library work, right? And I don't want to do that, right? I want to be in a board of trustee position where we're giving guidance and direction and oversight, right? But there's not a person on this board of trustees who doesn't love libraries. They wouldn't have volunteered to do this if they didn't love libraries and what libraries mean to community, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, our hearts are in the right place. We all have good intentions. Give each other grace. You know, this is what I keep telling everybody at work, because the trauma is so great. I keep telling everybody is just give each other grace and communicate so we can work together to create success.
I'd like to suggest that we get back on the thing.
Sorry.
But no. I think this was necessary.
Yeah. So before we switch, is there anything that you guys want to say before we switch?
Mm-mm. No, I think we're good.
We're going to get you help for it.
Thank you. That will help.
Well, I'm going to, because we've kind of crossed over some of these back and forth, I just wanted to go over just a couple of the guidelines that Sheila and I were kind of dealing with. Sheila and I can be a team to do some of this expansion stuff. But when we on the board put together a team, it can only be two people, because if it's three people, it's a quorum. So, you know, and quite frankly, Alan and I, when we were brought to the board, it was all about expansion. But what we've got now is we've got Sheila, who has a tremendous amount of experience in communities, in working with multiple groups of people, organizing things. She just can't tell you how pleased I am with her resume and how much she brings to this. She has been able to just jump right in and say, here's how I feel. No hesitancy. I mean, I'm 2 or 3 months. I don't think I said a word, you know, trying to get up to speed with what I'm supposed to be doing. Sheila has jumped right in there and given us a lot of things. But I want to cover a couple things just to cross T's and dot I's. So one of the things that we're not going to make any mistakes with is we are going to, for instance, when I say, okay, we really do need to find some organizations outside of the library that have gone through some of this, other people. They may not even be in state. Is there a way we can do that by Zoom? But also I'd like to have, if it's possible, for the two board members who would be present to either have Kathy or you or whoever your replacement is, etc., be able to also maybe sit in on those meetings for perspective. Because again, if you're not in the rank and file, sometimes the most obvious glaring mistake is something that, you know, we might not see because we're not in here in the day to day. And so what I'd like to do is just put out there, know that it will always be two of us from this end, but we do need your feedback in terms of, I mean, your wealth of information about other libraries. And in your case, other systems that have done well and others that have failed. You know, I mean, you and I have talked around, for instance, what has happened over in Douglas County. Well, I know you have some strong opinions on that. And to me, that's a wealth of information because I don't want to make mistakes. And if we can see those up front, and you, Alan, as well, you have connections with, you know, the county because of Tri-County Health, et cetera. You know, I mean, how you engage, you know, counties, et cetera. But I really am hoping that we can get an active sort of feedback system going here where if you have an example you would like us to look at, you know, even after you go, if you have some idea, you know.
If you go to your new job and you go, this would be really helpful. Maybe I should tell them.
The great thing about Reuben is that his parents live here.
Yeah.
His mother is here. Reuben's back all the time.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Okay. So at any rate, we need that feedback so that we can start setting those meetings up. And I'd like to start that really within, I want to measure it in weeks. I don't want to talk months. I want to start getting this feedback. And again, it's important for me to hear you say, surveys are not all they are, mm-hmm. you know, made out to be. Okay, so then help us understand how to get the best we can from that.
So do you think, so I'm hearing you talk, right? And so what I'm thinking, what I'm hearing is that the first thing you guys need to do, right, is you need to reach out to other libraries who have done the work and get their input. That's the first task. And you may want to...
Which I'm going to lump under outreach.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I can point you to, you know, Lori, and her last name wasn't Sessions, it was Special.
Special, I know.
It was a weird word.
Sorry.
She's going to know who's recently built a building. Certainly.
Sarah did. I have a name for somebody already who just did work.
See,
down in.
I will give you that. And I will then do the legwork.
I will give you this. Sarah gave me the name of somebody that just created a library down south. I'll give you that information.
I think
there's
a new one in Bayfield or Ridgeway. There's one that just won a national award, small library in a small town on the western slope.
Ooh, that's good.
So I have a meeting with Sarah at 4:30, okay. And I'll ask her, and she'll give us some information.
Yeah.
And she already gave me one and a contact person, and I'll give you that one as well. And then you guys can reach out to her. It's south. I can't remember the name of it. Or southwest, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but I have that. She gave me the information, so I'll send that to you.
I also want to piggyback on what we're talking about here and say, you guys are connected with the community in ways, I mean, that are different than the way I am. I mean, I have certain connections, Patty has hers, et cetera. But when you're talking about just the people, you know, the people just driving back and forth and they need library services, you guys are the experts. In addition to that, what you know that we don't know sometimes is who are the local businesses? Who are the people when we build out that we can consider in terms of, you know, like Alan and I even tried to make sure that if we did something with locks, we went and got local, you know, and because we want to be a partner all the way around. Everybody needs
this would to be pay. This would be a great time to talk to McDonald's.
Good idea. Good
or whoever is building that development.
How about a big library Mac?
Yeah. Well, some of the McDonald's you go into, they have pictures of the communities, like King Supers do.
Do you think that, and I put it up here, because we do this first or do this in parallel? And then we need to make a decision. Are we going to do this by ourselves, just the library? Are we going to do it with a community partner? Because if we do it with a community partner, they should also have some say in what we're doing.
That is absolutely imperative, and I will tell you, all right, let's just talk about the obvious 500-pound gorilla in the room. And that is, everything that I've heard so far from Elizabeth, who, quite frankly, we owe a certain amount of gratitude towards. They're our home city. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be, you know, asocial with them. We really want to listen to what their ideas are. But every time they mention that a court, then it is unclear to me what that means. Because
I didn't get any information at that meeting at all.
Well, I think the thing we have to keep in mind is that if we're having a community partnership, whether, you know, no matter what organization or that is, we have to make sure that our missions are aligned.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the 500-pound gorilla is a courtroom in line with what we do.
Right.
No.
Yeah, and that's what.
Well, this is where I think.
Right.
Okay, you guys can go at the organizations, i.e., whether it's Douglas County or some other library district, as to what they've done. Maybe Susan and I, we can go at some local groups, i.e., the High Plains Singer group, the I know, I know, or Karen. I'm just kidding.
It's
Karen.
My sister. It's all Karen. Cool.
But I know of two different men's groups with different churches where we can go talk to that group, see what the library can do for them or what they would like for the library to do for them. If there's
that's
some,
not what we're talking about.
Well, that's what
I'm talking about is partnership in terms of funding. Are we going to partner with this, with the city, yeah, with the town of Elizabeth, and they're going to help pay for it? Or are we going to do this by ourselves? If we're going to do it by ourselves, are we going to borrow? Are we going to do it through grants? Are we going to do it alone, right? So based on our savings or whatever that we have. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I think when I say that kind, we have to determine whether we're going to have that kind of a construction partnership, right? Then she was right. Our missions and visions have to align, right?
And there are ways, I know that like the town of Elizabeth could align with our mission.
Yeah, right.
But I think you're right. A courtroom doesn't really fit there. Maybe other things
at all.
That would.
Well, I think then what she and I can go together to the town and talk to them, see where they're coming from. Because I went to that one meeting where they were talking about grants, and the city of Elizabeth was working on a grant for their senior citizen or senior center.
Yeah.
And what I got from that deal is we can't touch that at all because they become the the 500-pound gorilla, so to speak, because they then take precedent. And I didn't want to lose the library because we partnered with them money-wise in their grant towards that senior center.
Maybe there's something else.
Well, I've got two things. One is, one of the things that I haven't been able to get back to that sits on my desk and I look at his picture every day, I had an appointment set up with the new city manager in Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And he called me and asked for the meeting, which I thought was fabulous. All ready to go. And then we had to close the library because of COVID.
Right.
I haven't called him back because, you know, what the rest of the winter has been like. So I've still got on my to-do list call the town manager back, and I'm looking forward to that.
I think you should do that, and you should have that conversation you need to partner with them.
Yep.
You could come back and let us know, like, what kind of thoughts are they having?
Yep.
Right. And if they're saying something like a court or a senior citizen center versus office space or meeting room space, or then we know, right? Yeah. We don't want to partner with them because we don't. That doesn't align with our vision and mission.
Well, and then I want to throw in.
I got a second. I got a second thing, and this is much easier.
Sure.
Our newest hire. That's not really true because we've got Nick, but our new activities guide worked for Douglas County. She worked in Roxborough, which is rented space. She worked in Parker, which is a brand new building. Mm-hmm. And she worked in Castle Pines, which is a brand new building shared with the town of Castle Pines.
Yeah.
She
so talking to her might be really
anytime that she's here, she'll tell you what she thinks. Mm-hmm. And she's a jewel anyway, you'll love her. I mean, you hear her giggle and it's just like
and what's her name?
Her name is Jen or Jenny. Jen. And this is a last name you won't be familiar with, Yadav.
Oh, yeah.
Y-A-D-A-V.
Sounds
Indian. Yeah, her husband is from India. So, you know, that would get us a perspective of what's it like to work in one of those places. Mm-hmm. Then there's certainly no reason why you couldn't, well, probably shouldn't be me, but why you couldn't talk to the library director in Douglas County. They're just now building a new building. Mm-hmm. And so they can tell you what that's like. It's very easy to see on their website what the meetings with their contractors and with all the shareholders are like, because they've got it on the website. But Bob would talk to you, or their admin assistant, who's actually, she's part of the administration, would talk to you. So there's like that. I can't remember if Arapaho still has shared, if they have any shared facilities, but we could easily talk to Ollie Sinaitis. I don't know the current man or director in Colorado Springs, but I think Kathy does.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, we can talk to people. But any day that Jen's in here, she just happens to be in Kiowa today. Yeah. But she's going to be able to tell you what it's like.
Right. And the only thing that I want to throw out, that's firsthand information, okay, is that I did have about a 15-minute conversation upstairs with, I forget what her name is, with Town of Elizabeth, but it was obviously that it was her mission to come over and say, we're really still interested, very much interested in partnering with you. And she didn't hold back any punches. The one thing that they're looking for is space in terms of a municipal court. And, you know, I tried to get her to give me some of the details. And she was saying, you know, it really doesn't have to be a very special place. It can be something that otherwise might be, you know, divided by sliding walls and those kinds of things. But, you know, it didn't answer for me questions like, you know, in most courts, if you go into, you know, what have you, I mean, it's not as simple as it used to be. I mean,
security.
You have to have a metal detector.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've got to have a
metal detector. You got to have.
You have to have a payload.
Yep.
So it's not one just general purpose room.
Right. And yeah. So I'm thinking to myself that, you know, you're doing story time.
Yeah. I'm just.
And an alarm goes off. And you're wondering.
Now what?
Yeah. Oh,
was
yeah.
Was this the best decision we've ever made?
Yeah. That excellent. I hadn't even thought about that.
You know,
you might need a holding area to hold somebody. If,
anyway. Yeah. No, that's excellent. Good questions.
And so we need some specifics that I think will clearly do what Sheila has talked about, which is, does your mission include?
Yeah.
That kind of potential trauma.
I think, and the, you know, that I could be, I'm not sure. And as I say, I haven't spoken. We've done a little bit of work with the mayor, with the fire department, when we had these big meetings here over the master plan, and we had very good collaboration then, because those meetings had gotten so ugly and so big that we had coffee with the mayor here. So we have a good relationship with them, but they may not have even thought about that. May not have even occurred to them what kind of security they'll have to have. And does that match with the library? Not so much.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if they would even have felons in municipal court.
Yeah.
But we need to ask the question, is that what's going on?
Yeah, is this people
who are just... Well, we need definitive answers.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Because if they say that isn't an issue, you know, we don't have that. There isn't a metal detector involved in this. Isn't...
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm placated.
Yeah.
But having been around children professionally for my entire life, nobody is really calm about their children being in a potentially dangerous situation.
No. Right.
So it is something that we have to consider, and we need to get those answers right away. So when Sheila and I will do this legwork, we'll try and get those kinds of answers right away.
I think we've still got, we can still do some work with Parks and Recreation. You know, they were dealt a blow that we are learning from.
We better be specific and know what we want and what we're going to pay for, what we're asking people to pay for if we ask, but or don't ask people to pay for.
What?
Yeah, or it's all free.
I talked to on that issue with the recreation, and this was a concern that I had. Their mill levy had no time limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, when we talk to people, that's one of the things we need to get. We need to get their idea is, does this need to happen in a certain timeline, or if we're gonna do something, do we need to accomplish it in a certain timeline, and that timeline is gonna pay for it or not?
Well, I think
and is it
realistic
and wise is it, to use the word might?
Yeah. Are you going to have a swimming pool or not?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think, I mean, that's why I keep talking about planning, right? Yeah. That before you start communicating out to the and getting people excited about something, you need to have a plan, right? Like you need to say, oh, we're going to build, we're going to expand the library, we're going to offer meeting rooms, we're going to do this. And it would be nice if we didn't have to ask for a mill levy increase and we can do it within our budget, right? Which hopefully we could.
Yes. But
yeah, the chances right now of getting a yes vote on a mill levy
is pretty low. Yeah, I wouldn't ask for. My thought is we shouldn't ask. We should find out what people want, right? But when we go to communicate it, we should either be saying we're paying for it. We're not asking. I think it would be much more successful if we said we're paying for it.
Yeah.
And this is what we're going to be able to provide to you with our current, with your current funds that you're paying in your mill levy.
Right.
That would be the goal.
Without expanding it.
And see, what are we wanting?
Were you trying to get something?
We don't know yet. We got to
find. No.
No, no. I was agreeing. I think that absolutely we will do a lot better if we're just saying, look, nobody's increasing your taxes. We already have the capital funds. We already have the grant.
Yeah, we already have the money. What would, you know, but we need to understand what they want. And then we need to go back into the planning to see if the funds that we have will cover we're going to have to take out a loan.
One of the things we have to keep in mind, too, and I think that this is some of what Parks and Rec ran into, is on a large scale project, and theirs was very large scale. There are things that are unknown. I mean, they did a study and they made a plan about what they wanted, but did it, you know, had it gone to the planning, had it gone to the planning commission, you know, had a blueprint been approved? No, and you can't do that at this point. You know, when you're first talking about this is the idea, you obviously have not paid an architect or an engineer anything at that point. So so that's why I think these are so hard, but to be able to say, no, we've got the money in our pocket and this is what we're gonna do is a lot easier sell.
And the question, and this is hard for us to understand because we all have a passion for libraries. We've got some pretty passionate readers in the library on the board, but when we go to the public and ask what they want, if we ask what they want in a library, I think we're going to get a majority of answers is, I don't need a library. I don't need it at all. Why don't you give me my money back?
Wow.
So the question isn't, what do you need from a library? It's, what do you need?
Yeah.
What do you think the community needs?
What do your kids need?
Yes.
Because it's our job to figure out how we provide what the community wants.
Mm-hmm. And services.
And services.
It gives you a better way to answer the question about money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, because, you know, some of them are going to answer, I need a little more money. And they say, you know, that's good because we're not asking for any.
Well, and on top of that, we can say, here's something we can do. we'll think about it, but we could, you know, we could bring in a money planner once a week and have him help. We do have, well, we haven't since COVID, but we will have a lady who comes in and talks about Medicare. Mm-hmm. We've got, this being Friday, well, it's almost time for Cynthia to be gone, but we've got the job workforce in here every Friday helping people find work.
Mm. Yeah.
So
we should promote that. Do we promote that?
The other thing is that you cannot underestimate the importance that it's going to be involved being able to say to these parents,
so like putting out like,
it's hard to,
we are really behind helping get kids caught up.
Yep.
For
yep. that or whatever you put that or whoever's putting that out now.
For the newsletter, yeah, I just
during the
regular, yeah,
or even
regular
just putting it like
one of the really great things about story time.
Blah blah blah.
I've watched Jen do story time. I trust her enough that but Chelsea was great at letting kids be kids rather than she. Because her idea is, especially in this community, coming to the library is how we socialized. I hate that's a dog word, but socialized.
And let me ask this, that do we, or have we ever went to the individual schools, i.e. the junior high, the high school, and the elementary school, and asked them, how can we help your library program, and ask, what can we do more to help your school? I mean,
we had a budding program that was just starting to grow with the Elizabeth schools on things that we were partnering on. And then COVID hit and the whole thing fell apart. Mm-hmm. And they had a wonderful IT director at the high school, and I'm quite sure he's gone because I've tried to email and gotten no response. But Chelsea, and I'm quite sure that Jen would if we asked her to. It's too late now, but Chelsea would go to all the elementary schools before the end of school to sell summer reading. Mm-hmm. I've been at events in both the middle school and high school here. I got a great story to you. I just remembered. For events, the high school has a really fabulous, beautiful library. And I was so glad that I saw it because I looked at it and looked at their collection and said, oh, well, I don't need to buy this, this, and this. They're already buying these things. I need to buy this, this, and this. They don't have that. Mm-hmm. The story I was thinking of, one of the new hires in Simla is a new teacher who needed extra income. Mm-hmm. I mean,
is that the gin?
No, that's, I can't.
Abby.
Mm-hmm. And so she works, you know, in Simla, it's all one building. She works across the street. Kathy was telling me that she got
in Simla,
she got all of the teachers with all of the middle school kids to come to the library yesterday, day before.
Yeah, it was
50 kids mm-hmm. in the library with their teachers mm-hmm. because she has a part-time teacher, mm-hmm. a full-time teacher, a part-time librarian. Of course, Albert.
That's what she was saying. She said, well, if you're looking for the hiring, go talk to us. And I said, oh, that's a great idea, actually.
Well, yeah, because I was reading.
Out here and made a couple extra income.
I was reading the director link that Sarah sent, mm-hmm. and I can send it to you guys, too, so you can read it. But on the Clickboard website, and it was talking about how educators are great, can make great directors, mm. right? So there may be some teachers out there with, you know, who have a teaching degree and have an MLS certificate or, you know, some experience who might want to come be a director.
Until Chelsea moved on to a wonderful library job, we had three teachers here. Chelsea was a teacher. Janie was a teacher, and Lisa is a teacher. Lisa worked for many years at Elizabeth High School. And they're all very happy here. And we're lucky, we're blessed, so lucky to have Lisa because she does our GED program.
Oh, yeah.
And, they're a great resource. And then, of course, the pay is terrible for teachers. So if they're looking for part-time work.
For part-time work or even as a director, right? If they have the right skill sets, it's a different environment and they might really like that considering what they've been going through.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alan, your wife would not be a good choice here.
No, she only wants a part-time job. Now, I mean, she's got a master's degree in library science and a computer associate degree, and she has 95 semester hours in education, library sciences.
Yeah.
And so
school librarians are really good.
The problem is, you know, she would work as a fill-in person for the desk in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And she, but because of her parent stuff, she's limited to a couple of days a week.
Which is what Lisa does. Lisa has the exact same situation.
And that's what she's looking for, because she's, her Tri-County Health is, that job is going away and soon. And so.
Ruben, would that help you at all?
I think it could, yeah.
I mean, she's.
Brenda was on para, so she always, we had that same limit. Sharon's on Paris, so same limit. So that's why, you know, we work on those 10 hours. You know, for some people it's not appealing, but for a para retiree, that's carried Kiowa.
I mean, her library, her last 9 years, she was a high school librarian, and it was totally computerized. And she'd have to be updated on the system and stuff on how to work it. Yeah. But she's,
oh,
I mean, 27 years as a librarian, so.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's go back to this timeline deal. What do we need to?
Well,
What do we need to get done in the next 3 months?
Okay. The one thing is that I'm asking that all of the people in the library district, if you have any questions about this, if you have any suggestions about this, if you know of, let's just say, an engineering firm your husband runs or what have you, we want the community resources, and we can't just snap our fingers. I mean, we don't even have a phone book anymore where you can just look up the things. You know, you have to really turn over stones to find these people. And I'd like that to be an imperative that all of us, whether you're a trustee or you rank and file, or you're just talking to people that are coming in the library. We're getting in on this, and you know, we're looking for this to be something for Elbert County, you know. So if you would do that, then obviously the talking to you guys about, when I say the rank and file again, who are people that you know that are either working for a new library that has gone through this or intends to go through it, or they don't even have to be in state, you know. I mean, but we need to network and find out who we can get together with, so Sheila and I can do some groundwork and some interviewing there. And then I think the other thing is that if we're to be as successful as in my heart, I know we will be. We have to start thinking out of the box a little bit and trying to. It's like sometimes people throw out ideas to you, and you'll say, "Oh my God," you know, and if you catch yourself saying that, OMG, you need to catch yourself and say, listen to what they have to say. Mm-hmm. Because you may not be, you may assume that you know what they're going to suggest, but you may be missing something really, really important. And, last off, I wanted to throw out a few things that have been bantered about, and I just want to see your reaction to some of the things that people have said to me. Okay. Somebody said we need a swimming pool.
I remember that.
Okay. Is that something we should consider? Well, I mean, oh my God.
Parker has a skate park and an ice skating rink.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I bet you.
And a water feature.
Oh, and it's a what? That's right.
That they have the.
Okay. So.
Well, maybe not a.
I didn't lose anybody. I didn't lose feature. Anybody yet.
A water feature.
Okay. Somebody said a 300 person theater type application. So you could use it for lectures. You could do it for choir presentations. Now, you know, that may require a parking garage. I don't know. But does that just turn anybody off? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not.
Could be multi.
Well, okay. I know for a fact, Douglas County, they have an auditorium deal that seats 65 or 90 people. And what they use it for, I'm not sure. The reason I know about it is because I needed a meeting room for one of my dog clubs, and it came up as a possibility. And so that's an area that can double as a meeting room because it had seats, it had a lectern, and a raised dais for a stage or to put a table.
Screens, I don't know about,
you know,
screens.
I don't know about 300 people though.
Well,
it's gonna be like the Parker Center.
Somebody said that to me.
Well, and I'm just, maybe what we need to do is throw the fish out there, so to speak, and maybe instead of ending up with a big tuna, we end up with a little salmon here that's gonna seat 100 people, right? Type of deal.
Yeah. But and see so, what they said.
And then. Sheila and I have talked about, think about and get back to us on what kind of technology do we need so that we don't finish this thing and then find ourselves a year behind the curve.
Well, if you get somebody to do an engineering plan, right? Like, they think about all of that. They should talk about and think about all of that, right? Like,
well, you do have to request it. Like, are you going to have, you know, high speed Wi-Fi for patrons? Or if you're having, you know, if you're having meeting space or business suites, are those going to come like Zoom ready?
Right. I mean, so, yes, I agree. I mean, we would need to tell them that, right? But I would think if we're going to do that, if we're going to do meeting space or we're going to do a theater or what, we should think about and we want to make sure of, and we would ask the question, like, we need to have, and we, if we get an IT person, we've been talking about that. If we get an IT person who knows their stuff, that person might help us, right? In determining, hey, you're going to need this and this and this and this. So, yes, I think, I mean, we don't build out a building with technology in today's society.
Yeah. So,
I mean, we do ourselves an injustice.
Exactly. But I wouldn't have felt like Sheila and I had done our job if we didn't start throwing out some of these things that I know are going to come up. if you don't talk about, well, will there be a chance for a projector, a screen that drops down out of the ceiling or what have you? Because to me, that's going to be some of the stuff that people are going to want. I mean, I know what the business community is going to say. They're going to say, man, wouldn't it be cool if we had about 10 little single offices that you could come in and close a real estate deal on, you know, that kind of thing. Well, okay, you can turn your nose up at that and say, well, that's not much to do with education, but if that generates enough revenue to help pay for, you know, a further expansion of SEMLA, Kiowa, no, I mean,
I love this list.
This is amazing.
But I love this
what
part
you just
the most.
Talked about right there. The Parker Library, they have a series of rooms upstairs that seat about six people max in each room. And that's the type of things that they're used for. And one of the dog clubs that I belong to, we, for 3 years in a row, we used one of those rooms as a closing to close out our February dog show between the two clubs. That's when the treasurer from each deal, the show chair, and the president of each club, there was six people, and we closed out a $400,000 transaction was done in that room in the space of about 45 minutes. We settled the book, so to speak. And that's the type of thing where we paid them, or the library deal, we paid them, I think, $30 or so for that hour's use. And we liked it because it was a nice enclosed place and it was quiet. And
where else are you going to do it? In Elizabeth, Kiowa?
It was in a public building, but the space was a private space.
Right.
And so,
right.
And that's what worked from the standpoint. The library deal was open till 8 o'clock. And so we had our meeting at 6, we were done by 8 and gone. And so, you know, they got paid the $30 and.
Sheila, are you going to answer?
I was going to say, I mean, there's lots of applications for a room that size too. You know, in addition to, you know, transactions like that, you also have that could also be tutoring space or book clubs or,
right.
You know, those types of things.
Right. No, I think that. So think about this. Right. So I'm going to just add another twist to things that I want all of us to think about is that we want to maximize our space and we want a second floor. We're going to have to be in ADA compliance. We'll have to have an elevator. So just think about that. If we expand our services, that means we're going to need to expand our labor, right? Because the same people managing this little small library, depending on the services we provide, will probably mean we need to add additional labor to the organizational structure, right? So that too is cost we have to think about. So I want you guys to realize, right? It's not just going to be cost associated with let's building out the building, but whatever we determine those services should be, we are going to probably need to expand the cost of labor to support those services.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. For instance, if you did a convertible meeting space, I don't think Lori wants to go set up 100 chairs and break them down. No. I mean, she's got other things to do than
right.
And so does everybody else in the staff. So we have to think about things like that when we envision a space. We have to think about what staff it's going to take to deal with it.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so believe it or not, with 17 minutes left in the hour, I covered everything that I wanted to cover, plus we covered some other very important ground.
Uh-huh.
So I am going to say, unless there is any objection to it, we might want to consider, since the weather truly is getting abysmal outside.
Oh, I need to get
and
home.
Karen has, miles to go before I sleep.
Those dirt roads are a real trip.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So then before we go, do we want to set up a time frame here to meet again in, say, 10 days?
What I want to do is, so I took notes.
Yes.
I'm trying to build a project plan for you guys. So what I have here is under the heading of outreach, you talked about reach out to the town of Elizabeth
mm-hmm.
regarding partnership, resource gathering, right? We're all going to submit resources. Reach out to libraries who've done this work and get their input, who've done this kind of thing before. Can I reach out to local businesses?
I would like to do that, but I'm
not at this point.
Well, no. I need to talk to Alan about the Chamber of Commerce or other things that, you know, to help facilitate that? How can we do that?
Well, so, you know, I'm on the chamber board, so okay, I could probably help you.
Yeah. That's good news.
Yes.
Okay, so obviously, that's what you have such a good idea.
So that's our initial phase of gathering, right? Uh-huh. You're going to go gather some, do some research, gather some information. You're going to come back. Is there something else you like?
Just one more thing on the resource gathering. As you're thinking about organizations that we need to get in touch with, do think outside of the box. For instance, you know, one of my examples I talked to Robert about was the Stampede. You know, that's not an obvious connection to the library, but, you know, there are things like we could be hosting the Cowboy Poetry Slam, or I think they call them gatherings or whatever. And those would be things that maybe nobody thought about, you know, that they may or may not want, but it's worth talking to them. And the more of these groups that we talk, even if they don't say, well, we don't think that we really need anything in particular, we've got our own resources and we're good. At least they've been asked. And as we go get later down the road when we're asking for community support, you know, they were there at the beginning and we talked to them.
I want to piggyback on that. The county fair every year has photography contests, mm-hmm. art contests, et cetera. And while it is nice that they put them up in the adjacent church and what have you, it's really hard for the rank and file public to get out and see those. And how wonderful it would be if we had a gallery, mm-hmm. someplace that we could put up that.
Well, just think, like, if we had a meeting space of in it people who did local art, want to display and sell their art, they could do that. You know, because we don't really have a place like that, right?
But we've got a neighbor that would love to display his art.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I have all of that starting as of today, right? So we need to, what is this timeline you want to bring this back? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay. So
Sheila, is that enough for us?
I think so.
These initial contacts?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay,
so 2 weeks would put us at June 3rd.
Okay.
Is that realistic?
If we have to extend it, we could. But, I mean, at this point, why don't we put ourselves under a little heat here?
Okay. So.
That gives us a goal. We need to accomplish hitting some people up in the next 2 weeks to have something to report on at the 3rd. And so she and I, we can get together and see about hitting some different groups.
So are you reaching out? Are we reaching out to those groups?
I don't think we should do it just yet.
I think we're just collecting.
Gathering information.
How about working on that? Local architects and engineers coming up with possible names, their firms that I can start asking around to see if there are local people that can fill that slot for us and get names and stuff so that I can report back that, hey, this person is available, might be able to be used at such and such a thing. And
what I would do is just gather the names, gather the resources. Don't commit to any.
No.
Don't commit to anything.
If they have no interest.
But then what we might, let's say you got three engineers in the town of, or in the county of Elbert, right? I mean, you want something from all three of them, right? We want to put out like an RFP, tell them what we're looking for. And then you might want to say, hey, we've done this. Can you go apply if they're interested? Because then they'll be able to tell you, can they meet those requirements, right?
Right.
I mean, I think it would be nice if maybe, you know, as people are coming up with names or for resources, maybe they email like contact information, maybe website address, phone numbers, email addresses, whatever information they have to Robert and I.
The spreadsheet. And I'll send this to you and Robert.
Okay.
And then you can, as you're getting information, you can begin to gather it.
Then we can just pop it in there and then we'll have like and a working document.
It'll be one document. It'll be the project plan as we build it out. It'll be contacts and resources, right?
Okay.
So that that way we have it all in one place. Okay. And then after we do all that research and we come back, we're going to formulate next steps or a plan.
Right.
And then I just put in here, like, we'll need to talk about, like, I think somebody needs to reach out and we need to have an understanding of what the zoning rules and compliant, like, building compliance things are. So we have an idea just so that we know, because that's going to also help us, right? Like, when we decide, okay, we're going to do this. We don't want to go put some plan together and then it goes to the the planning commission and they're like, oh, you don't meet the requirements. Right.
Right.
Do you want to do that, Robert? Do you want me to contact
this? Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. So we'll sometime next week. Let's make a time and I'll call the city and make sure that works for a time for them that we can go talk with their building people.
You want some documentation. If they have like a checklist of, you need to have these things to be compliant.
Right.
We
right.
want to know that.
The other thing is that we need to, and this doesn't need to be on the list, but we are eventually going to have to, I mean, we're on 5 acres here. This building isn't 5 acres. and so we need to ask some questions about how can we use this ground? You know, even if it's to just know where we can put parking, or maybe in the future of another building or something.
Or a swimming pool.
Or a swimming pool.
Or an outdoor garden, or a water feature, or an outdoor park space.
You know, there was a rumor going around that was going to happen. Anyway, but it fell through.
That there was going to be a pool here?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was going to be at the recreation deal. I mean, I was delivered to my house a drawing that showed three different buildings. One of them had a water slide for an indoor pool, and
well, I mean, I saw that too. I mean,
and the women of this county had the opportunity to see me in a bathing suit.
Oh no!
God,
God forbid.
Okay,
so missing out.
2 to 4 on the 3rd, is that the deal?
Do we want to do 2 to 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 to 4.
Okay, then I have one more question.
Yes.
I need to give a date for talking with Sarah about putting together the understanding the process and putting together the wants and needs for directors so we can begin that. So do you want to do it on the same day, or do you want to, can we do it? I'd rather do it sooner. I want to get planned. Can we do it?
Monday or Tuesday of next week?
Well, we can do, so here's what she said. We could do it after hours. We could do a Zoom meeting. She'd like to come out here, or we could do it, you know, take an hour, 2 hours, and her meet with us. So I'm wondering, so the board meeting is the 25th. We can't do it at the board meeting because
we've got Lori.
Yeah, we've got Lori. And I think I need to find out how we classify that meeting so it doesn't have to be a public meeting. So I'm wondering if we could do it on like, I'm looking at my calendar, hold on. I could do like a Thursday afternoon. I just need a couple of times so I can give her. I could do it like a Thursday afternoon, kind of towards the end of the day. Is this open?
Yep.
I never know, but I can. It's written in our rules that you can be bumped if there's a library event. So.
Well, I don't want to bump regular stuff, but if we could do it like Thursday.
Well, if maybe, I mean, if this room was occupied there's right over there. There's yeah, we yeah, can get
there's
three
plenty
chairs
of space
over
there.
Okay. In where Wendy used to sit, or we could we could use that separate office. The three or four of us could sit in.
Yeah.
Well, would be
I would not be available next Thursday afternoon.
You're not.
I am downtown Denver next Thursday afternoon. Okay. I'm required to be there. Unless I'm sick.
Okay. How about? All right. So maybe we do go to June 3rd, and then I just gather some information and put it together for you guys and start. So you'll be prepared. How about June 3rd, like 2 to 4?
Yeah.
We were going to do the next building.
Wasn't that the next building meeting?
Is that the next building?
That's right. The next building meeting, yeah.
Can we do it from, say, 12:30 to 2? Same day, that afternoon?
I could do it from 1 to, hold on.
Because we're doing 2 to 4,
I could do 12:30 to 2.
I could do that.
And then from 2 to 4, we do?
The other.
Okay.
Okay, so
12:30. So 12:30 to 4 on the 3rd, block that out.
Okay.
And then I'll call Sarah and see if she can, I'm going to call her after this meeting, see if she can make that time. And then I'll look what I can do. Like I already sent you guys the link. So take a look at that link. And then I'll try to pull together some stuff that I have that I think that we could use that she's already provided that Alan and I and Karen and Robert use, like the rubric and the questions and that kind of stuff that we would do for interviews. And I'll bring the job description because we're going to talk about, you know, in the job description, is this what we need in a library director? Mm-hmm. So, okay. And if we make that, do you guys know what kind of meeting we can make that so it doesn't have to be like?
I think you can make it a working meeting. I mean,
a working meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can double check. I mean, the state library can tell us for sure, but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds right. I haven't looked at it in so long. Sure, but I think that sounds right. And yeah, the state library let us know for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and if you two want to come and hear the conversation, it's as library managers, you're welcome to do that. I did get some input from you though, and it aligns with what I think we would want anyway. You know, so. Mm-hmm. And I'll share with you what she gave. I don't have it with me, but I'll share with you what she said. Sure. And if you have some input. And you think what you'd like to see in a library director, right. Send them to me. Okay. And we'll just include, we'll let her know. These are the things that we asked the library managers. These are the things they said. And then we'll talk about it as a board about next steps and where we need to go. Okay, that's all I had. Do you know that on Wednesday, I'll work the agenda. I'll have the agenda out for you guys early next week to look at.
Okay.
Lori. From the accounting, we're going to be in Kiowa, remember that. And Lori from the audit, she's going to come and do an outbriefing of the audit. I gave Lori and Ruben the audit findings, and we don't have to have the audit findings responded to, but what I want to try to do, you know, in a certain time, because it doesn't have to go in June with the audit to the state. In June, we have to submit the audit and the management discussion analysis to the state. And basically the management discussion analysis, and she'll brief us on that, and then we'll sign off on it, and then you can get a copy of it and see what it says. It basically says how we did financially. We didn't have any issues in terms of, from a financial perspective, we were very good. And that's the whole purpose of the audit, right? Is to show that we haven't done anything negative with the money, so it'll go to the state and it'll show that we did good. And actually then the findings stay with us for us to respond to, so that way next year when we do an audit, they'll come in and look at what were your findings. Did you have findings last year? If you had findings, they'll double check those.
Yeah.
But then by next year, when we do an audit, the goal would be, we would have processes in place, or we would be automated, so that way a lot of that is not even an issue for us.
Okay. So. Monday or Tuesday, Kathy and I are going to get together to sign the checks, and I'll reconcile the books one of those 2 days.
Okay.
For the end of the month.
Okay, so look at that list that I gave, that checklist. Let me know if it makes sense to you, or if you have questions. And then what I think in June, we just need to go back and just do a sampling and check things. And then I talked to Mary Ellen about the fact that, you know, you're leaving on the 16th. Mm-hmm. So she'll do your final accrual and make sure everything is okay.
Yeah.
And your payout is appropriate. She said she would do that, no problem. And she'll handle the payroll for going forward until we get where we're going on that.
Okay.
And the goal would be, like I said, we have that. I'm also going to work on requirement gathering.
Okay.
Start to document that so that we can begin to do demos. Yep. Hopefully in June.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to shoot for, June versus July.
Okay.
Do demos so that we can pick a payroll provider and do that whole automation on all of our stuff. And we can pick that, and then we can plan for that in the budget for next year. So there's a lot of work.
Wow. There's
a lot of work. So we can do it.
Okay.
We can.
Yes, we can.
I don't think we need to move or anything
else. No. Oh, one more thing. I am talking to Lori with the, she's the director of development at the State Library, mm-hmm. and we're going to do a team building event.
Okay.
We'll do a team building event, and then we'll plan and schedule that. Mm-hmm. And then we are also, I'm looking for doing a trustee retreat, which would be like a half day where we talk about, get some training, we talk about our policies and stuff like that.
If we
had a swimming pool, we could go swimming in the snow. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind.
Okay, large hot tub.
Yeah.
All right.
Be careful.
And I'll send you this spreadsheet, thank Sheila you. And Robert.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
all
you.
Right. Bye.
I got to go home, feed the varmints, and cook supper.
Oh, man. That's a good husband.
Doing fried chicken.
Ooh.
Well,
let's go down. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Alan.
Yep.